RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Our confidence in Tyler is a real big positive, a real plus, but it doesn't factor into whether Lamar plays. If Lamar's ready to go, he's playing. That's it, for sure.
That was John Harbaugh earlier today. Called Tyler Huntley a big positive, but Lamar's ready to go. He's going to go. Tyler Huntley was 16 of 20 for 107 yards and a tutty. That touchdown pass to Zay Flowers. He also rushed 8 times for 60 yards. So he was very good, but he's limited. So who should be the quarterback Sunday night against the Steelers?
If Lamar Jackson's medically cleared to play, Lamar Jackson's their quarterback. I don't think there's any, like, two ways about that. You're now starting to see people, owners who passed on him when he was actually available, are now using their minions and fools in the media to push out there that, well, we might be interested if he's available this time. Lamar Jackson makes $60 million, about to be more a year, for a reason. Tyler Huntley was on the street in August.
They tried to quit him.
And these guys didn't want him back. And nobody wanted him until the Browns had 3 quarterbacks get hurt at once. And that's not demeaning him in any way, but that is the difference in caliber in terms of passing the ball, playing the position in its totality. Now, a one-game, one-off where you're playing rugby and the running back, who we just documented as a freak unicorn, is pissed off because you didn't give him the ball a week ago, and he's running super angry. And you keep the fullback on the field for 40-some snaps and just destroy people? Like, sure. But that's not going to work trying to win a Super Bowl. And there is no comparison between Snoop Huntley as a quarterback and Lamar Jackson as a quarterback. So, now, as to the Lamar of it all, this is a tricky injury. And it's back and it's near the spine, and I don't know what this week's going to hold. It's going to be, if he doesn't play in this game, there's going to be a group of people out there who will use it as more empirical evidence to uphold their version of his career, which I think a lot of those people held negative views of him from the giddy up and probably have been reticent to acknowledge that he's had generational season after generational season. I don't think there's any part of him that doesn't want to play in this game if he can play in this game. But that's where, like, that's where the mystery will be. And how does the back respond, and how much do they try to have him do during the week? Do they put him on ice till Friday and see what that feels like? It's the kind of thing that sounds like it could be easily aggravated. So we'll see. If they want to throw the football in this game,
that's the thing.
Lamar Jackson is...
he's the answer. And by the way, and we talked about this right after the Patriots game, he wasn't running at all. He didn't seem to have any burst, but I thought he saw the field in that game early better than I'd seen him see the field in a long time. And he can make throws, even limited, that Tyler Huntley can't make.
Yeah, like Harp said, if Lamar's good to go, you're playing Lamar Jackson. That's not really any sort of argument conflict for me. It is what it is. But obviously a back injury is extremely tricky. And my guess is if he's not practicing by Thursday, he's not playing in this football game. And he's missed Wednesdays several weeks in a row. So if he misses Wednesday,
that's not going to happen.
But if he's not on the practice field Thursday, I think it's going to be Tyler Huntley. And with Tyler Huntley this year and really his career, he's a game manager. When you're in situations like you were Saturday against the Packers, where it's third and manageable, that's all you want with him. He's not going to push the ball downfield. He's going to get rid of the ball extremely quick. The 14 third down attempts they had, only four of them were longer than 5 yards. That's Tyler Huntley's zone. 5 yards and in, okay, perfect. Do a quick hitter, move the chains, and that's what they were able to do. They were excellent on third down because Derrick Henry's not taking any negative plays and Huntley's not really taking any sacks. With Huntley, in order to be successful, You can't have plays for a loss. You can't have plays for no gain. You have to stay on schedule.
You can't play from behind. And this defense can easily make you play from behind. Doesn't matter who the other quarterback is, within reason.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's Dylan Gabriel, okay.
Let me construct a scenario. So, obviously, I'd rather have a healthy Lamar Jackson than Tyler Huntley. But what about Lamar Jackson at 60% or Tyler Huntley? Lamar Jackson,
I don't know if they would clear him at 60.
No, but okay, say it's at 65, 70%, but he wants to go. And we've seen that he doesn't want to run, but he's obviously can push the ball down the field, but he's going to make mistakes, whereas Huntley hasn't made mistakes yet. Again, I'm just asking the question. Well, they've won 2 games against playoff teams this year. Huntley started both those games. Like, is it something that is up for discussion?
Well, if Lamar's cleared to play, Lamar starting for me. Now, Huntley's not my third quarterback. He can come in anytime. I can make managerial strategic decisions about putting Huntley on the field whenever I want. He's not the third quarterback,
no,
right?
He's the backup.
He's the backup quarterback. Cooper Rush, maybe he's even up, whatever. Use that spot differently. You could tell me, if you put Huntley in on third and short, it's a tell. Well, I got news for you. Every snap with Huntley's a tell because you never have to defend the ball downfield because he doesn't try to throw the ball downfield.
No.
Can't really throw the ball downfield. So you want to bring him in to play around with pony packages and mesh points, and is he giving it to Keaton? Is he giving it to Henry? Is he keeping it himself? They go for it. I'm not against that. I'm not saying Lamar has to play every single snap, even if the game plan starts leaning into more and more mesh point. Use them both, but
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The idea that they would put Lamar down so that Huntley could play just tells me you don't know anything about football. Like, if that's the argument that people are making, for overarching strategic reasons, we're not going to play Lamar, we're going to play Huntley, That's asinine.
No, it's insane. This is for your season. There is no tomorrow. You're playing against a division rival Sunday Night Football. You're going to want Lamar Jackson. There's no... Has Huntley been fine? Absolutely has. Give him credit for the Packers game, and it certainly helps that Derrick Henry ran for over 200 yards.
Like,
but
getting people to buy in that I'm never going to get the ball thrown for me, and hey, D-Hop, go out there and block another 17 steps. Like, it's cool. Like, okay, we're going to do it once in Lambeau while waiting for Lamar to come back. Like, to think that you're going to get that buy-in, to think you could even run Henry 35 times and have Ricard on the field for 50 snaps at this late in the year, as physical as they play, and that everybody's going to be okay with playing rugby, that's Neanderthal. Well, like, it's not going to work.
And I agree with you, but I guess the buy-in would be if what we do succeeds, we play in a playoff game. Like, that's what you're selling. Like, if we win and the coaching – and, I don't know that I agree with this, but the coaching staff says, we this is a win or go home. Maybe we give Lamar an extra week to rest up for this playoff game, but if we do this way and we win, the playoffs is what I'm selling you.
You got a guy who's done things that maybe two or three people in the history of this league have done, can do, would think of doing. You got a guy who cannot complete a downfield pass over 10 yards. Doesn't really have the arm strength, doesn't have the ball placement accuracy. Like, are we playing football or are we playing, like, to even, like, it's the Pittsburgh Steelers. This is not a team that hasn't lost all year that's played defense like the 85 Bears. Like, no. I'm going to try to beat this really mediocre team with the best player on my football team. Like, call me crazy, but, like, I'm going to be like, yeah, if he's cleared to play and he thinks he can play and he's not overly hobbled by this, then I'm going to use the guy we've paid more money to than anybody ever before to try to beat this 500 football team that just lost to Shedeur Sanders. Like, I'm not going to say, let's wait another week and see what happens with the guy who was on the street who couldn't beat out Shedeur Sanders.
No, but he's beaten two playoff teams.
That's fine. Okay. And how many playoff teams has Lamar beaten in the history of his career?
But he's beaten none this year.
Okay.
I get, and hey, I love Lamar Jackson as well as anybody, but he ain't, this Lamar Jackson isn't that Lamar Jackson.
He also beat Chicago before the Ben Johnson thing really started. Right, but and then they
he beat Chicago.
He beat the Packers literally doing nothing but handing the ball off and running for 60
yards. Managed the game. Had a couple key runs. He quarterbacked.
Ricard and Henry beat him.
He quarterbacked it.
4 air yards per attempt.
It was a perfect
he
plan.
He managed the game.
He's a perfect
he
plan.
He managed the game.
I'm just throwing it out there.
And I mean, you're throwing 4 yard passes while the running back's getting 6-8 a carry. You're throwing it for 4, and you're telling me he beat a playoff team.
Yeah, they won. He was quarterbacking. Didn't turn it over.
I don't know if he was quarbacking. He was rugbying.
I saw him throw a touchdown pass.
I don't know a lot of rugby positions. I mean, I don't know. I wish I knew some rugby positions.
Yeah, I don't either. I've tried to watch rugby, and I hate it. But alas, we want to hear from the people. 410-583-1057. Where are you as the Ravens are having themselves essentially a playoff game Sunday night in Pittsburgh? Win, and they host a playoff game the following week. Lose, and the season's over. 410-583-1057. And what about this defense, which stinks? Your thoughts. We hear from the people next.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.